Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hunting in a Farmer's World, ladies and gentlemen, is one of my favorite books, an award-winning book by my friend John Deaney, who's with us right now, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, the leading tab boards, leader in the country. As you heard me say many times before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. John, thanks again for being here. JohnFDeaney.com, did I say that? Is that it?
That's correct, D-I-N-I.
JohnFDeaney, D-I-N-I.com. Hey, John, we've been talking about the generations and demographics, and in the last segment we talked about boomers and Gen Y and how you believe that the boomers are all to blame of all the things that we don't like about Gen Y. But there's a little group of folks in the middle there, isn't there?
Yeah, the trough, the baby bust, the Generation X. They're depending upon which years you use to measure Gen X, and for some reason when they came along we stopped using 20-year time frames, don't ask me why, but they may be as small as half the boomers and half the millennials, who are almost, you know, that Gen Y.
Now that's a number. Typically, you hear 76 million boomers and 86 million Gen Ys, but I get numbers all over the place on Gen X.
Yeah, I see everything from 38 to 52.
Yeah, my number. I think the 38's wrong. But I hear you. I know that people have told you that, but I think we're probably looking in the 40s, don't you think?
I think so.
Maybe
it just depends on which year you pick to start it and end it. Everybody picks 65 to start it, but they ended in 79, 80, 82.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, there's clearly and one of the big factors. Not only did the boomers delay child rearing because they really popularized the two-income family.
Mm-hmm.
All the moms went to work instead of staying home and producing babies at 21 years old. But don't forget, in 1964, just as the boomers were coming of age, Congress legalized the pill.
Mm-hmm.
And birth control became a normal part of planning a family.
Right.
And so there was this plummet.
There were not nearly as many third child surprises.
No, well, there weren't
as there had been
first children much later.
That's right. That's true.
You know, first children coming in late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just as we talked about the southern European economies, when your birth rate is very low, you see this trough down the road where you expect all these workers and consumers coming into your economy, and they don't show up. And I mean, it doesn't take an economist to figure out if you have fewer customers to sell to, you're going to have a tough time selling as much stuff.
Well, you know what? In the last 20 years, last 15 years, as I've gone to the marketplace for more recently for myself, but years ago when I was helping my clients, my consulting clients, find good people, that was one of the things. Without in those days not realizing what was going on, I was finding fewer respondents.
Right.
In the category of folks that we wanted, we were looking for,
and it's really coming home now in business ownership. You know, I do as you know, this study led me into exit planning, and I'm certified in exit planning, and I've been doing a lot of that for boomer business owners, and finding a buyer has become a very, very different exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be as an older boomer or a World War II generation baby. You know, you turned around and you found a young, hardworking boomer that wanted the opportunity to come in and kick butt, take names, and work my 60-hour week, and I'll make this happen.
And it was a way of being competitive because it was a way of dealing with being competitive, right? It was another option to getting a job.
Right, because the boomers, when the boomers started, we increased college graduations by sixfold in 10 years.
Yeah.
Corporate America did not have six times the number of executive jobs to funnel people into. And that's why you saw, and business formations are interesting. Business formations increased 250% on an annual basis from 75 to 86, which is starting when the boomers turned 30. And as they poured into business, they leveled off in 86 at about 600,000 new businesses formed each year. And now it's 30 years later, and it's still 600,000. The people following the boomers stopped. They didn't go into business at the same rate.
And the thing is, in that generation, and the one behind it, John, the reasons for it was not just numbers.
No, it was
the way they think about lifestyle, their values.
The work ethic
is not the same.
Created the term work life balance.
That's right.
And you know, and the generation,
even though we didn't practice it.
Yeah, right. We created it because we created the problem.
That's right.
But the generation behind us don't want to do that.
That's right. Their relationship with risk is different from boomers.
Well, their relationship with risk and their capital.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The boomers grew up in a generation, and they suffer from it too, where suddenly the advertising was smart people don't save up to buy things. Smart people buy it now, enjoy it now, and pay for it later.
Well, that's because inflation made it silly to save for anything. So, folks, what John's doing here is identifying some of the forces that you're experiencing right now, and just giving you, clearing some things up for you. You're probably saying, "Yeah, now I see why some of this is happening." We're going to get John to offer us a little more clarity after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.